Sunday's just the start of the Big 12 and Power 5 Breakdown. Listen to Unrivaled Monday on your drive home. Afternoons 3 to 6 on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Busy week ahead in the Big 12 Conference. We're always keeping tabs on all things Big 12 football. Here on 1st and 12, Mitch Harper, Alex Keery. Appreciate all of you always listening to the program. It's been a lot of fun each and every week doing this show with Alex. I think we've been having just a lot of fun. Speaking for myself, I think you feel the same way, though, Alex. We've just enjoyed going kind of neck deep in this league every single week and really covering this thing full throttle, because this is, you know, here in Salt Lake, and this is the league that's going to represent this market going forward. Yep. And there's a lot of passionate fan bases in this league, and these fan bases around the conference are going to have some great matchups to consume this weekend, as week 9 is a loaded slate.
Well, and before we get to that, also forcing our producer Eric to also enjoy himself on weeks like this. We appreciate all the work that he does on a weekly basis. It is a ton of fun. So as you look at it, of course, Mitch, you're making the trip down to Austin. Now, I think you did make the trip down when they won in 2013. What was the year they actually? I can't 14. Remember the actual. So, did you make the trip down there? Were you actually up in the press box working on that one, or was that
a little bit
prior to your time?
I was not. So that was just one I watched on a television set. So I've never been to Austin. So I'm looking forward to this one.
It's going to be a lot of fun, but it is going to be a very difficult game for BYU. I don't know what your thoughts are on this one, but with you know, the possibility of Quinn Ewers being out and another backup taking on BYU, and I think Texas feeling the pressure to be like, well, we're home and we had a cruddy week last week, we got to show out. I think BYU might be a victim of that for next week.
I think you're right, but I feel like it's just a nice spot to be in where there's just nothing to lose, and I do like that BYU got a little bit of momentum coming from that Texas Tech game where, you know, the defense has playmakers, Eddie Heckard, Tyler Batty, even the new middle linebackers at the max spot, Harrison Taggart, Cialia Serra.
How about a Serra? Yeah. How about a Serra coming through on that TFL that he had? I thought, man, that kid, good for him, man, because, like, his number may not have been called all year long if it weren't for injuries. And he just – I really liked to see – when I saw it, I was like, 54, is that a Serra busting through on the TFL? It was awesome, man.
It was. And, you know, he was dealing with the MCL injury in fall camp, got his first playing time last week against TCU, and he's making the most of his opportunities, and he's giving you flashes of his potential. I mean, he was a 4-star recruit, and he's going to be a good one for BYU. So I like that they just go into a setting where there's low pressure, and because Kalani teams, they do well in low pressure games. Think about Wisconsin in 2018. When they're just kind of written off and there's no expectations to perform, they do well. And look, they got the vampire thing against them. It's a 1:30 kick. It's going to be on ABC, and we'll have it on KSL News Radio. Maybe they can, in that trend of playing poorly in the day, but there's nothing to lose. And, you know, everyone's going to expect you to lose, so just go in loose, play your best, and see what happens. Kind of like what Houston had today and or yesterday. If BYU can just be in the game in the fourth quarter, hey, I'd be just, you know, fascinated to see how that happens, because then Texas is getting a little uneasy and they might do a little finger pointing, and, you know, BYU maybe can capitalize. So let's just see what happens. Oklahoma at Kansas. Now, this is a game to me, 10 a.m. Fox. I feel like this is upset potential here. Kansas is good at home. We'll see what happens with Jalen Daniels. Of course, that's always the big storyline with the Jayhawks, but, you know, I predicted it in the preseason. This was the game that Oklahoma would lose. I thought that they'd lose to Texas, but they obviously got that one. I feel like Kansas pulls an upset here.
Well, and they're coming
really
off
maybe edges themselves.
Right, and they're coming off the bye, right? And so the thing is that maybe they come out and they go, hey, we're do the thing what BYU is supposed to do, and they didn't do it. Come out refreshed, get after Oklahoma, who, you know, hasn't had a break yet, and they're looking – or, you know, is 7-0, and Kansas is coming in there going, hey, we just came off a bye. We'll see if you guys can figure this out week in and week out. Although Oklahoma's probably going, yeah, we're not going to let our guard down again like we did against UCF. Houston at Kansas State. I mean, this would be about the wildest upset that we've seen in a while, but Houston also, I mean, but the Big 12 has provided some stupidity like that this year already, so Who knows? I just can't see him going into Manhattan and getting anything done, the Houston Cougars.
Yeah, I don't see that. And then also in that 10 a.m. window, West Virginia at UCF. Got to win that one if you're West Virginia, and UCF still looking for their first Big 12 win. So good storylines in that one, 10 a.m. on FS1. Then in the 1:30 slot, you got BYU at Texas, which late last night, ABC gets the call there for BYU in Texas. It was either ABC or ESPN. It's going to get the network television treatment. And then in that same window, Iowa State goes to Baylor. Baylor's the resident streaming team this year. They're Big 12 now on ESPN+. What do you make of the Cyclones? You think they'd come back from a bye and get a win on the banks of the Brazos in Waco?
I love the idea that Baylor, like, I think they figured some things out. Next week we're going to find out that they actually did not. I see Iowa State still rolling. Like, they just, why not? I mean, Baylor, it's not like Baylor's been any good at home. I mean, it's just they were a struggle even there in Waco. But has Blake Shapen figured it out? Is Jeff Grimes going to be airing it out, you know, per his AD's orders? Maybe Cincinnati at Oklahoma State. That's your ESPN 2, 6 p.m. kick. You know what? Cincinnati beating Oklahoma State, it would be a very Big 12 move, but I see Mike Gundy just trending so far upward for this Cowboy team.
And Ollie Gordon at running back, Alan Bowman at quarterback, that is becoming quite the tandem. I mean, Ollie Gordon has rushed for over nearly 600 yards the last 2 weeks. He has been incredible.
Crazy.
For Oklahoma State. And, you know, you can't expect that sort of workload every week. But, man, he rushed for 280-plus against West Virginia. And Oklahoma State's offense, you know, they've settled in. The offensive line had a completely new run-blocking scheme, their new blocking scheme, and they've settled in. And they've kind of figured out all their personnel, and they're gaining confidence. And, you know, Mike Gundy teams just always kind of they start to surge in the back half of seasons, and it's feeling kind of like a classic Mike Gundy team once again, where they're starting to play their best football at the midway point.
So it's Texas Tech and TCU, your only two teams with byes next week. Both of them need it. I mean, that means they went the longest stretch without a break. And in terms of regrouping, Joey McGuire, that Texas Tech team. And then Sonny Dykes, who went, well, 1 week we give up, or 1 week we lose by 40, we win by 33 the week before. It's a wild thing, man, and to see that TCU team be so much different than they were last year, and to already have four losses in the season is just crazy. So
it's wild too, Alex, to think that those teams are already eight games down. You're thinking, whoa,
I know.
We only got four games left. I'm leaving Provo last night, and I'm seeing, whoa, Texas Tech's 3-5. I think I only got four games left. Like, it is.
We're week eight now. Next week is week nine. I mean, that's where we're at right now. That's what crazy our lives have become, because it's going to be November. After next Saturday, we're into those November games for BYU. So, and then, of course, that game next week at Texas, I'm really looking forward to. Hey, have fun down there, by the way. Should be
Thanks.
A lot of fun.
It's going to be a good time.
Again, by the way, BYU was a team that Texas was like, we're never going to schedule these cats. Ding dong, here they are, you know.
Tyson, what the hurdle?
Tayshaun, that Tayshaun Hill's a good kid, but I never want to see his dang face around here ever again. All right, for Mitch Harper, Alex Curia, our producer, Eric does such a fantastic job. Eric Cabrera just hitting the buttons and a lot more, obviously, behind the scenes doing such a good job. We appreciate all the work he does every week. So for Mitch Harper, I'm Alex Curia. You can hear both of us, Cougar Nation, tomorrow. For Mitch, and of course you can hear me 3-6 on the KSL Sports Zone as well. Tune in all week long on the KSL Sports Zone. We're going to break down all of the local teams and Mitch and Matt Biamonte on Cougar Sports Saturday. Did I get us all in there, Mitch? Did everything get promoted?
We got it all.
Okay. All the contracts have been honored, so there you go. So for all those guys, I'm Alex. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for being with us.